All right, let's go on to Charlie here, who's calling us from Buckley.
Good afternoon, Dr. Wright. Thank you for taking my call.
Well, thank you for calling. That way people didn't have to listen to me rant and rave.
Well, your program, it's you're so enlightening, you know. You give us a different perspective and just, you know, I know I have a little bit of, not a lot of trust, you know, when you have a procedure and you figure you have problems, that's what the sheet they give you when you leave, and you try to call and say, hey, I got this problem, and they go, oh, well, if it gets worse, let's go to the emergency room. So.
Oh, my.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So yeah, that's why I have a two-part question. One is the bladder infection. You're talking about how they'll give you antibiotics, and yet you have, like, really tough, like, E. coli maybe hanging out in your bladder. And you mentioned a product or something that actually helped this flush this stuff out.
Yes, sir. There's two of them.
Okay.
Okay, the first one that is almost always effective on E. coli, even a tough one, is the stuff called D-mannose. It's just a capital D and a dash and an M-A-N-N-O-S-E, D-mannose. Now, you can find D-mannose powder everywhere that natural stuff is sold. You can find it in your local natural food store, the Tahoma dispensary, your compounding pharmacy. And the reason for that, sir, is it's so darned effective that people just keep asking for it, and so all the stores have it. And it was actually introduced into clinical practice right at Tahoma Clinic back in the 1980s. And yet, when I looked at the Mayo Clinic website, and I did this for an article for my newsletter just a few days ago, they still aren't mentioning it. Even though where I got the idea was from a publication in 1980 that showed that this D-mannose stuff, which is a simple natural sugar that never did hurt anybody, unless they took enough to give themselves diarrhea, in which case they have to back off, but that's about it. This simple natural sugar prevents the E. coli from sticking to the walls of the bladder, and out the E. coli go. It doesn't kill them, it just keeps them from sticking to the walls of the bladder. That's all. Such a simple concept, and yet the Mayo Clinic still hasn't caught on. It's called D-mannose. Now, for the few bladder infections where that doesn't work, last month's newsletter, no kidding, just last month's newsletter had an article in it for here's what you do if the D-mannose doesn't work. This, you might need some help from a physician skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine if you take it for too long, but usually only 2 or 3 days is needed. It's called potassium iodide. It's sold at Tahoma Clinic Dispensary under the name of Bernard's Solution, because Bernard Courtois, in the early 1800s, he discovered iodine. Nobody discovered it before then. And just for example, when my wife and I travel, we take this little 1 ounce dropper bottle. It's only 1 ounce, so it won't explode on the airplane like it would if it was over 3 ounces, of course. And there's hundreds of drops in there. And if somebody, and this has happened when we go to conventions, has a bladder infection, and it's too far to go to the emergency room, we just hand them the bottle of potassium iodide and tell them, hey, you put 15 drops in however much water you want. Tastes pretty bad, so dilute it a lot. And take that every 3 or 4 hours until the bladder infection's gone. And if you happen to get up in the middle of the night, take some then. But if you don't get up in the middle of the night, don't worry, because the iodide will stay in your bladder, killing the infection until you get up and out it goes. And that one was actually introduced by the Mayo Clinic. I know I'm on a Mayo Clinic thing with your call, but it was introduced by the Mayo Clinic in the mid-1920s, and they don't mention it on their website anymore. The reason I said that this one you might need some help with a doctor is if it's taken for a couple, 3 weeks, it might suppress your own thyroid gland, and you don't want that. You'd have to have your thyroid monitored. But most people, they find their infections are gone in 3 days with the potassium iodide when the D-mannose doesn't work. And when the D-mannose does work, which is 85 to 90% of the time, because that's how many E. coli bladder infections there are, it also works within 3 days. So basically, there are two things out there. The D-mannose actually tastes pretty good, and it kills all that high percentage. And when that doesn't work, you can follow up with the Bernard's Solution and kill it with that. And with those two things, sir, I have never run into anybody who didn't get rid of any and all bladder infections they might have.
I see. is that D-Manos, is that like in a powder form or an actual capsule or?
No, it's in a powder form, sir, and you stir it into water because it's actually tastes good.
Okay, so I can see why maybe, so I put it this way, if you add that, those E. coli in there, could that really actually affect a person's bladder that they're getting up in the middle of the night and urinating more frequently? Is that really what those E. coli could cause?
It usually also will cause a burning sensation, as well as what you just mentioned, because there are other reasons for what you just mentioned, but if there's a burning sensation too, that almost always is an infection. Now, I'm not going to tell you that the symptoms you mentioned couldn't be an infection, but without that burning sensation, it's less likely.
Well, I was just wondering, maybe that's why they don't really advertise it. They make too much off of giving a bunch of antibiotics, and next thing you know, they get water retention, water exfoliation. I mean, there's a lot of money to be made if just a simple infection or having those E. coli, super E. coli, is what you told me, like last week, because they get immune to those different antibiotics. So I wondered about that, and that may be why they don't really want to come out and cure people, you know?
Yep, you just heard that at the beginning of the program, sir, that Dr. Palmer, who told us all that it's now official that curing people is bad for business.
Oh, I'm sorry. I had something else to do, but I had you on, but the radio down. That was supposed to be quick, you know. That was supposed to be my quick question. The other one is I had a colonoscopy, and right after about six, seven hours afterwards, I got the most violent shakes I ever had in my 59 years, you know. And I got through that, you know. I mean, it wasn't the best night. So I called the next day to tell them, because that's like the first symptoms you ought to call up. Well, it took me forever to finally have someone call me back, and I don't believe they were too experienced, even though they said on the bottom, "Oh, call your doctor." Well, good luck getting a hold of your doctor.
Mm-hmm.
So those went away. Well, the thing is, there was four altogether, but there was three of them that were 8 to 15 millimeters, and those three were up in the ascending colon, up by where it attaches to your small intestine. And in that area, I that's where I have swelling pain, and actually I can feel a little bit of a, like a welt on my skin there. And when I take, I think it's my diaphragm, when I take a big gasp of breath, in a sense, that happens every once in a while, that's when I feel the pain. Now, I did end up talking to the doctor last night. She called me. I was out shopping, and she says, "Oh, well, you might have a perforated colon." And I says, "Well, didn't you see it when you were doing it?" Because she goes, "Oh, that can happen afterwards," and I guess so it can. The thing is, it's the pain subsided a bit. I still feel like the bloating. Does something like that, D-Manos help clear up anything like in your abdominal cavity if something's going on in there?
No, I'm afraid not, sir, because that only gets into the urine and doesn't get into the abdominal cavity itself. I'm afraid not. So, sir, I'm afraid we got to go to our break here, but thank you for calling, and I can't really tell you to use the D-Manos for perforated colon. No way.
So anything for the abdominal?
Why don't you hang on there, sir? We got to go to our break, but tell me what your doctor said you should do. We'll start there. Okay, Charlie, can you tell me really quick what your doctor told you to do?
Okay, so she said she was in a bit of a hurry. She was in between procedures. It was around 5-something. She says, well, it's kind of pretty much told me what her assistant told me 2 days before. The assistant said, well, if your pain gets 10 to 10, go to the emergency. But the doctor says to me, it's pretty much the same thing. If things get really bad, just go to the emergency. I wasn't comfortable with that. I mean, you know, I mean, it was like, well, my question to you is, I heal pretty good, you know, and I figure, should I? It would be okay. I got a lot of things to do, you know.
Well,
and
sir, you better.
Pull
Even if you heal pretty good, you better give it a little boost. And I got to agree that if the pain does get bad, you better go to emergency. But what I mean by give it a little boost, and we'll have to end with this because a lot of folks waiting, is get yourself a couple of things that help to heal the lining of the gut. One, vitamin A. That heals the surface lining of just about anything interior, the gut, the sinuses, and everything. And a lot of us don't take extra vitamin A. We figure you can get it by eating carrots, and that's sometimes true. But the older we get, the less our bodies transform the carotene into vitamin A. And it's perfectly safe, unless you're a fetus, to take 50,000 units a day for a while. And the other thing that is key, particularly for us guys, that helps to stimulate the formation of new cells and helps with the gut lining, happens to be zinc, good old zinc. And the best absorbable form of that, it happens to be zinc picolinate. But oddly enough, that's not the most helpful for healing the gut lining. In fact, there's a zinc called zinc carnosine, and that's just what it's called, zinc carnosine, that's been shown to help heal ulcers in the stomach. So I'd get those two things, sir, and use them. And if that helps, terrific. And if the pain gets worse, you're going to have to go to that emergency room. And thanks so much for calling, sir. We've got to move on to the next person.